Happy December. This is Jan Bratt, and this is my December Hedgegram. I've just come back from a national book tour in our undersea mermaid wrap bus. What a trip! Little did I know, when son-in-law Tom beckoned to me underwater amongst Okinawa's coral reefs to show a baby octopus, that it would lead me onto a curiosity trail where I would discover much about these unique creatures. On this book tour trip, I met Angelina, the aquarist at the Long Beach, California Aquarium, who introduced me to the aquarium's new resident, Gilligan, a young female giant Pacific octopus. I had a 45-minute encounter with her as she wrapped her arms around my arms and made it known that she would like a fish and allowed petting and admiring. She even splashed me with perfect aim from her funnel, so I would know she was right at home. Having spent time at the New England Aquarium with Cy, their giant Pacific octopus, I thought I'd be ready. But each octopus is very different, and they are so astounding. Strength of suckers, silkiness of skin, rascaliness of behavior, gracefulness of movement, that I felt I was having the experience for the first time all over again. I would like to slip in some book recommendations now that I brought up octopuses. The first being The Soul of an Octopus by Cy Montgomery for adults and The Octopus Scientist by Cy Montgomery for children. I did not know when I created my mermaid, Kinero, that many, many little girls loved mermaids and even had tails for swimming and walk-around mermaid outfits. I wore my antique indigo dyed happy coat from Japan to my signings, but underneath I chose between quite a few blue sequin tops that I thought glittered like mermaid scales. After seeing my book fans in their sparkly blue nail polish and shimmery walk-around tails, I think I may have underestimated my mermaid sense, which is a little like Spidey sense, but much more glamorous, and of course very fish and dolphin friendly. I even found out being a mermaid could be a job. It seems mermaids are the perfect creature to educate people on land about our oceanic environment. I was glad that in my book, Mermaid Kinero's best friend was Puffy, the blotched porcupine fish, and she helped her new friend, Eagle Ray. When I was at the aquarium, I was reminded of an octopus behavior I had forgotten about. Once an octopus moves into its lair or hidey hole, it will reach out with an arm and prop coral pieces, rocks, and shells in the entrance as if to lock the door. Octopuses even take out their trash. After eating crabs, shellfish, and shrimp, they place the leftovers outside their doors, neat and tidy. At each stop on my tour, I drew Father Octopus wearing his Japanese garb, which is somewhat like the happy coat I wore. I was amazed at the illustrations the children drew that followed along with me. I hope they will take up my challenge, which is to set up an art corner, put the kitchen timer on for an hour, ask friends and family to please not interrupt, and draw an illustration from your imagination. I use the word illustration because I described how if you make up a story about your drawing as you're doing it, sometimes it will take on a life of its own. That is what happens to me, and the experience is so phenomenal. I want everyone to try it. Happy drawing, writing, and creating. Your friend, Jan Bratt. Happy holidays.